Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yesterday we were hearing about the meeting of Srivas Thakur and Vishambhar. And at this juncture in the Leela, Mahaprabhu has already closed his Sanskrit school, and all the Vaishnavas are very happy that he's displaying so much humility in his behavior and his speech and his actions. But sometimes he's going a little bit, he enters some states of madness due to the intense force of his love for Krishna. And such states were now being displayed in his house in front of Sachimata. And Sachimata was somewhat disturbed, and she couldn't figure it out. She was just thinking, well, he's my son. But when people come to visit her, she would mention, her friends would come, and she'd say, I'm worried about my Nimai. And they would make different suggestions, thinking that they would say, maybe he has some epilepsy or has some disturbance of his life airs. You can rub medicated ghee on his head, Shiva Grita, or Narayan tail. You can rub Narayan tail or Shiva Grita, Shiva ghee, which is a medicated medicinal ghee, you can rub on his head, or Narayan tail, and then give him a bath in cold water. That will adjust his life airs and cool him down and pacify his brain. And cool down his brain, maybe he'll become okay. And they were suggesting different things. And they were basically saying it appears that he's suffering from some type of insanity or mental derangement. And Mother Sachi was saying, I don't know what's happening. I can't figure out what happened. All I know, he's my son. He's my son and I just love him. And I lost my first son and I lost my husband. And I don't want to lose this son. And please tell me, what can I do? So then, somehow Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandit came, and then he met the Lord, and the Lord was in internal consciousness during these displays of insanity. He was actually deeply absorbed in Mahabhav, feeling great separation from Krishna, in the mood of Radharani's Unmad, which Sachimata could not touch or fathom or approach from any time. But when he came to external consciousness, at that time Srivas Pandit had come to visit. He was quite elder to Lord Chaitanya and a friend of Jagannath Mishra and a neighbor also. So he would regularly visit. And he saw Lord Chaitanya, or rather Vishambhar, who had come to external consciousness, and then being rather aware, then Vishambhar asked Srivas, he said, do you think I'm crazy? Many people are saying I'm crazy, I'm insane. What do you think? And then Srivas, he said, no, I think you're exhibiting the deepest symptoms of ecstatic love of God. That's where we left off. Text 117, chapter 2, Madhyakanda, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jaritumi vayohena balita amhare praveshi tama ajimuni gangara bitare. Vishambhar said to Srivas Pandit, if you, Srivas, had also concluded that I was insane, then I would have drowned myself in the Ganga this very day. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is saying here that I don't really care what anybody else says. I don't care if my mother or my friends or my students or anyone, any other person in Navadvipa, if they say I'm crazy, it doesn't matter, I'll carry on. But if you, who are such a great devotee of the Lord, if you conclude that I'm crazy, then I should give up this body. Shiva spalena je tamara bhakti yoga brahma shiva sanakadi manchaye eboga. Shiva's Pandit replied, the symptoms of devotional service that you display are desired by personalities like Brahma, Shiva, and Sanaka Kumara. Brahma, Shiva. Savimili ekatai kariba kirtan jete kena naabale pashandi papigan. We will gather together and chant the names of Krishna. Let the sinful atheists say whatever they want. The Pashandi, Papigan, the group of sinners, the Pashandis, atheists. In other words, now we're going to start a secret society. Srivas Thakur is saying, Vishambhar, we will start a secret society. a Sankirtan society. It's brewing now. Because already we heard several verses ago, Vrindavan Das Thakur addressed Vishwambhara's Kirtan Nath. Remember Kirtan Nath? We have such a nice term, Kirtan Nath. Because he had begun Kirtan in a small way with the students. They did some Sankirtan. So this was the foreshadowing of the future Sankirtan movement. But now it's building up. Shachi Prati Srinivasa Malilavachan Chittera Yetekaduka Karaha Krandan. Srivas then said to Shachi, give up all your anxieties. Everything's okay. Relax. But she was like so worried because her husband lost Vishwarup, her eldest son. Now her other son is cracking up, going crazy. But she's like, she doesn't even know, and she has no idea what's going on. She can't figure it out. It's way beyond her perception or conception. So the word is spreading around the village of Mayapur that Sachi's only son is cracking up. So different people have come over there to give some advice. And Srivas heard about it, so he came over and he said, relax, everything's okay. He's just in love of God. He didn't say all that, but he said, give up all your anxieties. Chitta, dukkha, just relax. Everything's okay. Kandan, just break them. Kandan, break them. Just throw them away. Vayu nahi Krishna bhakti balilun tomare. Iha kabu anya jana buji bhari nare. Bina lokastani iha kichu na kahiba. Aneka Krishnera jari rahasya dekhiba. I'll tell you, Sachi. This is not insanity. This is not a disturbance of his vayu. It's not his vat rog. It's not vat rog, the disease of his heirs. Krishna bhakti. It is devotion to Krishna. Anyajana buddhibari nare. Kabu anyajana. Other people, anyajana kabu, they don't understand. No one else can understand this fact. In other words, it takes one to know one. They're all fools, pashandis. They're all shaktas and smartas and they're fools, atheists, pashandis, papishta jana, or he says papigan, different terms he used, papigan, papishta jana, papishta. They're stans of pap, papishta, or they're nishta in pap. Pap nishta is papishta. They're steady in their sins. They're very steady. They've come to the platform of nishta and sinning. They sin every day, morning, noon, and night. Pap nishta. Papishta. So he's using these type of terms to describe the Nadiavasis, the majority. But the minority are the pure bhaktas, the antaranga bhaktas, the pure devotees. So they're telling, they recognize, yes, he's one of us. Such, he's one of us. Relax, don't worry. These fools, these anyajana, they don't understand. They can't understand. If you wish to see many more of Krishna's mysteries, then do not tell ordinary people about this. Bina lokastane kichuna kahiba. Anika Krishna rahasya dekhiba. Krishna rahasya. Krishna's secrets. There'll be many more mysteries, many more secrets will be revealed, but don't tell anything about it. Heteka kahiya Srinivasa gelagar vayugyana durahaila. Shachira Antar. After speaking in this way, Srivas Pandit returned home, and Shachi was relieved of thoughts that her son was affected by madness. Well, it's really good to know my son's not a crackpot. He's not a crackpot. He's not crazy. Even though he joined the Hare Krishna temple, I'm glad to know he's not crazy. I thought he was crazy. All my friends were saying, your son's crazy. He's joined the Hare Krishna temple. He shaved his head. He wears bed sheets and jumps around in the corners. He's put on bed sheets and he's jumping up and down the corner. Hare Krishna. I sent a psychologist to examine my son. And he came back and said, don't worry, Mrs. Smith. Your son is all right. It's a religious experience. He'll get out of this in a few weeks. He'll be back home soon. He's quite ordinary. Don't worry. 35 years later, Mrs. Smith's son is a guru in ISKCON. I remember once I was sitting eating lunch taking prasad rather, with Satsuru Maharaj, and the phone rang, and the servant gave him the phone, and then it was his mother. He spoke to his mother for a while, and then afterwards he said, everyone in the ISKCON world, practically everyone, calls me Srila Satsrup Das Goswami. And some of my disciples, they call me Srila Gurupad. But when my mother calls, she says, "Hi, Stevie! Hello, Stevie! How are you?" She doesn't call me His Divine Grace, Srila Satsrup Das. She says, "Stevie," because his name is Stephen Gorino, right? Italian guy. "Stevie, are you getting enough to eat? Are they feeding you there? Should I send some cookies? Mom, I'm 60 years old. I have a private cook. He's cooking for me every day. I get khichdi. I'm really doing fine." He was so funny. So, it's like this. Tarapia antardukita shachihai bahiraya putrapache emone bai. Mother Sachi continued to feel anxiety out of fear that her son would leave home. So now she wasn't worried that he was crazy, but she was worried that maybe he would run off and join the Vaishnavas. Antardukita, inside her, she was not revealing her unhappiness. She was being smiley and happy externally, but she was just still unhappy inside. That her vahirai putra pache, that her, she had fear, bhaya, money bhai. Inside she was unhappy and her mind was full of fear. Money bhai. Bahir means outside. She thought that her son would go outside. E mate ache prabhu vishwambara rai ke tane janite pare jarinad janai. In this way, Vishwambhara resided in Navadvip. Who can know him unless he reveals himself? That's a fact. Egdina Prabhu Garadhara Kari Sange Advaita Dekite Prabhu Chalilena Range. One day, Vishwambhara happily went with Gadadhar to see Advaita. Advaita Dekila Gya Prabhu Duijan Vasya Karena Jala Tulasi Sevan. When they arrived, Gadadhar and Vishwambhara saw Advaita Acharya sitting and worshipping the Lord with Ganga Jal and Tulsi Patra. Dvibhuja Ashvaliya Bali Hari Hari Shane Hase Shane Khande Apana Pasari. Advaita raised his two arms, Dvibhuj, and loudly chanted, "Hari Hari!" He completely forgot himself as he laughed one moment, hase, and cried, kande, the next. He was laughing and crying. Mahamatta Singha Jaina Karaya Hunkar Krodha Deki Jaina Maha Rudra Avatar. Advaita roared like an intoxicated lion. Mahamatta Singha, really greatly intoxicated. Mahamatta. Matta is mother. Intoxicated lion, completely, totally mad lion. Hunkar, ah! His wrath was so intense that it appeared that great Rudra had invented. Krodh Deki. When Gadadhar and Vishwambhara saw the krodh, the anger of Advaita, they were thinking, "My God, Rudra, the 11 Rudras have appeared over here in Mayapur. Maharudra Avatar." That's natural, because who is Advaitacharya? Mahavishnu and Shiva also. Sarashiv. Advaita Dekiva Matra Prabhu Vishwambhar Padila Morchitahai Prithivi Upar. As soon as Vishwambhar saw Advaita in this way, Vishwambhara fainted unconscious on the ground. Bhakti Yoga Prabhave Advaita Mahabal E Mora Prananath Janila Sakal. By dint of his devotion, this Bhakti Yoga Prabhav, mighty Advaita, Mahabal, could recognize, here is the Lord of my life. Janila Sakala. He completely understood. This is my Mahamora Prananath. And my Prananath has come and lying on the floor of my house. Kati jabe chora aji, bhave mane mane, eta dina churi kari, bula e khane. Advaita thought, oh my thief, chora, aji, where will you go today? You have been wandering about all these days, hiding just like a thief. Thief. In other words, the idea is he's hiding. Thief. What is a thief? Thief means we don't know who's a thief. In the day, he seems like an ordinary person. He may be a shop owner or maybe anything. But at night, he puts some black on his face or pulls some monkey hat over his, some kind of hat like the terrorists wear, like a little hat, and then he goes out and steals at night to supplement his income from selling leaf cups. And so he's disguised. They don't know. No one knows. He's a thief at night. They think he's just a leaf cup salesman. So this phrase here, chora, is that he's not saying, he's using this word chora in the sense that you're hiding your identity. You've been hiding your identity all the time you've been here. My Prananath, more Prananath, you've been here all this time for 20 years. And now you're not going to hide anymore. Advaitara tani tora na lagi chorai chorera upari churi kariba etai. Advaita said, your thievery will not work with this Advaita. Rather, I will steal from the thief right now. Churira samaya ebe bujiya apane sarvapuja sajalai namila takane. Understanding that it was the proper opportunity for stealing, and Advaita came down from his seat with articles for worship. He was sitting on asan, I suppose, doing some puja. That's what it said. So now he comes down to worship the actual Lord, the Lord of all Lords. Padya argya achamaniya lai se tani chaitanya charana puja acharya goshani. Ganda pushpa dupa dipa charana upare puna puna eshloka padi namaskare. Thereafter, Advaitacharya began to worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya by offering. It's interesting, this is probably the first place where the word Chaitanya comes in. Because before we heard Nimai, we heard Vishambara, and then he introduced the word Mahaprabhu. And he was saying Vishambara Mahaprabhu. Was it Vishambara Mahaprabhu or Mahaprabhu Vishambara? I think it was Mahaprabhu Vishambara. These are the names that Vrindavan Das Thakur was using to refer to Nimai Pandit. But now he's introducing this word Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charana Puja Acharya Gosai. Advaita Acharya began worshipping the Charan, Chaitanya Charan, the feet of Lord Chaitanya, by offering Padya, Argya, Achamaniya, Sandalwood Paste, flowers, incense, and lamp. He then offered his obeisances while reciting the following verse. So now that he's recognized, this is my Ishtadev, this is my Prananath, so when your Prananath comes before you, then you should worship them, bathe their feet, and offer them some honorable substance, argya, and then something, mouth freshener, achamaniya. This is the prayer that, because after puja, then there's prayer, or pat. So after puja of Chaitanya Charan, then Advaita Charya offered a suitable prayer to glorify his Ishtadev, to glorify his Prananath. And what prayer did he use? Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagaritaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. This is from Vishnu Puran, Prahlad Maharaj is saying. So the Acharya is quoting from the Shastra Praman. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipful deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and Brahmins, and was always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna and Govinda. Puna puna shloka pade, padaye charane, chiniya apana prabhu, karaye krandane. As Advaita repeatedly recited this verse, he fell at the Lord's feet. Recognizing his Lord, he cried profusely. An extremely emotionally charged scene with this old man at this stage of the game, at this point in time, rather. And Advaita is about 75, I suppose. Lord Chaitanya is about 20. Advaita is 75. And he's, after so many years, 75 years, he's been waiting for the Lord to manifest. Now the Lord is manifesting his real nature. And Advaita is so happy. He's beside himself. He's rising and falling, standing and falling, and rising, standing and falling, and repeatedly offering Namo Brahmani Devaya, Namo Brahmani Devaya, Namo Brahmani Devaya. Repeating this verse, crying profusely. Karaye Krandane, Karaye Krandane, Paraye Charane, Paraye Charane, Karaye Krandane. It's very beautiful poetry. Can't really appreciate having no knowledge of Kavi. Puna Puna Shloka Pari Pariye Charane Chiniye Apana Prabhu Kariye Karandane Pariye Charane Kariye Karandane. It's beautiful. So he's crying and crying and crying. Pakalila Dui Pada Nayanera Jal Yorahastakari Dandaila Padatal. Advaita washed Chaitanya's lotus feet with his tears and stood by the Lord's feet with folded hands. This is the Kinkara posture. Kinkara means servant, surrendered servant. Kinkari and Kinkara. Kinkara and Kinkari. So just stand by the feet of the master and wait for any agya orders. So after worshipping the master, worshipping the Lord, now he's ready to perform service. I have to remember who's there. Who's there at this time? Lord Chaitanya is there, Advaita is there, and who else? Gadadhar. So Gadadhar is observing all this. Hasi bale Gadadhar jiva kamadhai. Balakere gosani e mata na jujai. Gadadhar smiled, bit his tongue in surprise. That's very painful, actually. I don't know if you ever bit your tongue. They say if you bite your tongue, it means someone's speaking bad about you. I inquired once from some pundits. Yeah, it's a fact. I know, I've inquired many places in India, it seems to be universally said. Gadadhar smiled, bit his tongue in surprise and said, "Oh, Gosai, Advaita Gosai, it is not proper for you to behave like this towards a mere boy." Gadadhar is, how old is Gadadhar? Excuse me?
1 year younger than
you. Yes. Gadadhar Pandit is 1 year younger than who? Than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there are two young chaps. Two young chaps are here with the old man. Two young chaps are in the granddaddy's house. They're both young chaps. They're young Brahmins. Gadadhara Pandit and Nimai Pandit. And they've gone to meet the Acharya. He's not a Pandit. He's Acharya. Pandit? He's Pandit, that's small time. He's the guru of all the Pandits. He's Acharya. Advaita Acharya. So he's big. He's a big guy. And they're small guys. Small timers. Gadadhar Pandit. In terms of the society of the time and in the Melu of what we're talking about, Advaita Acharya, many, many disciples in Shantipur and Navadvip, all over Bengal. He's a big Acharya. 75 years old. He's not like studying ABC. Hundreds and hundreds of disciples. And these guys are just some small-time Sanskrit people. He had a little tiny Sanskrit school in the Bay. What was his school? There was no school. sometimes under this tree they have Sanskrit class, sometimes under that Kadamba tree or this banyan tree. This was the classroom. Isn't that some University of Australia? This is not your idea of a toll. A toll is not what you think. You see them in India, you see the kids sitting under a tree. Every day they sit under a tree and they have class. They bring their little chalkboard. Do you ever see here in Braj Mandal? This is the class. The tree. It's not like public high school 101. So this was Nimai's toll. They sat under a tree, and then afterwards they put their slate under the tree, and then they put their chalk or whatever, and then they jumped in the Ganga. And they bathed, and then they went home. You read it, right? After school. It isn't that they went out the class. There was no class. There's no description of any classroom. Where's that school? It's only 500 years ago. You should be able to go and find the classroom of Lord Chaitanya. Can you find? You went? You saw? You've been to Mayapur? No. Then you don't count. You can't, but 500 years is nothing for a building to stand. You don't find anything. But now, so now when Gadadhar walks over, they went over to say hi to Waitacharya. They just went over to say hello and pay respects. And when they get there, Waitacharya is in some kind of ecstasies, roaring like a totally, absolutely mad lion, because he's recognized who's come. He's totally in ecstatic bliss, and stops his puja, comes and worships the Lord, and he's crying, and he's standing and falling, repeating the Namah Bharani. And Gadadhar Pandit says, "What is with this guy? This is my friend, my Pandit. We wrestled together. I threw ink on him, he threw ink on me. We swam together, we studied together, we joked. It's my childhood friend. Now the great Acharya, the Acharya from Shantipur and Navadvip, he's here, and he's worshiping him and touching his feet and standing there like some servant. Bite my tongue. It's an amazing thing. I can't figure it out." And then he said, "Acharya, cool down. What are you doing? This is no way to behave towards a little boy. What will people say? If I tell this to anybody, they'll think, what's going on?" And then to Saraswati he rephrases, "Oh, Advaita Prabhu, it's not proper for you to act in this way towards a boy like Vishwambhara. He's just a boy. You're four times his age. You're like his great grandfather. You have hundreds of disciples, hundreds of students. I mean, disciples. He has none. He has a few Sanskrit students. You're a guru. Acharya, everyone worships you. You have big every year on Guru Purnima. You got so much puja. And now you're doing puja as a little kid. Hasaye Advaita Gadadhara Vachane Gadadhara Balake Janiba Katodhine." On hearing Gadadhara's words, Advaita smiled and said, "Gadadhar, you will soon know who this boy is. Balak Janiva Katodine. One day, very soon, you'll know who this Balak is." Who is this Balak? Janiva, Balaka Janiva. "Chitte Bora Vismita Haila Gadadhar. Hina Buji Avitirna Haila Ishvar." Gadadhar was struck with wonder, and he thought, perhaps the Supreme Lord has appeared. Avatirna Ishvara, Katakshane Vishambara, Prakashya Bhaya, Dekina Aveshamaya, Advaita Acharya. After a while, Vishambara regained his external consciousness and saw that Advaitacharya was absorbed in ecstasy. That's interesting. So for some time, they were both in internal consciousness. Right? Vishambara was absorbed in internal consciousness, and then Advaitacharya, recognizing his Lord had come, he went into internal consciousness and worshipped him and was crying and falling at his feet, rising and falling. And then Vishambara came to external consciousness, and he saw, Advaita's in internal consciousness. He's still absorbed. Aveshmaya means, what does Aveshmaya means? Because Aveshmaya, Dekena, Dekena Avesh Maya Advaitacharya. He saw that Advaitacharya was absorbed in Maya. Avesh means, like Pravesh means enter into, be enveloped, absorbed, covered, surrounded by Maya. So, he's an illusion. But purport says, what does Avesh Maya means? Absorbed in love of God. That Maya. Avesh Yoga Maya. Surup Shakti, love of God. That Maya. Yoga Maya. Appannare Lukajena Prabhu Vishwambhar Advaitere Stutikari Judi Duikar. Vishwambhar then tried to hide himself by offering prayers to Advaita with folded hands. That's pretty interesting. Before Vishwambhar is standing at the feet of Advaita is standing at the feet of Vishwambhar with folded hands, waiting to serve him. And then Vishwambhar wakes up and Advaitacharya. Oh Guruji, oh my father, Bap, my father. Then the Lord wakes up and he tries to hide himself by offering prayers to Advaita. Advaita Stuti, Kari. Duikara. He starts offering prayers. Oh, Advaitacharya, you're my father, you're my guru, you're the acharya, you're the great acharya. Namaskara kari tana padaduli lai apanara deha prabhu tanre nivedai. The Lord offered his obeisances to Advaita and took the dust from his feet. Then he surrendered his body to Advaita. Nivedaya. Atma nivedanam? Nivedaya means surrender. Apanara deha prabhu. So now the roles are reversed. Before it was Advaita surrendering to Vishwambhar and seeing you're God and I'm your servant, I'm your kinkar and I'm crying. And now when God wakes up, when Vishwambhar wakes up, oh, Guruji, oh, I am your servant, I surrender unto you. Please accept me as your servant. Anugrahatumi mora more kara mahashai tomara se ami hena janiha nishchai. O Mahashaya, O Advaita, please be merciful to me. Know for certain that I belong to you. Tamara Sayami, I am yours. This is a disciple. He's supposed to have this mood. Oh, I am yours. Vaishnav Tamara, you are mine. I am yours. So he's saying, oh, you are my guru. I am your servant. I am surrendered to you. I am yours. Do whatever you want. Then, first he's submitting himself to Advaitacharya, surrendering himself, glorifying the Guru. So the disciple's coming before the Guru with folded hands, showing humility. Then he glorifies the Guru. Then he falls at the Guru's feet, takes the dust from the Guru's feet on his head, expresses humility. And he prays, oh, I'm surrendered to your feet, and please keep me at your feet. Nishchoy, don't kick me away. I'm your servant. So now Vishwambhar has become the totally perfect disciple of Advaitacharya. Totally surrendered. All the lakshana, all the symptoms and actions and bhavana of a disciple were being displayed here by Vishwambhar. And a minute before, he's being worshipped as God by Advaitacharya. As soon as he wakes up, he becomes the perfect disciple. This is the perfect disciple. He glorifies the Guru with folded hands, offers obeisances to the Guru, takes the dust of the Guru's feet on his head, surrenders his body to the Guru. Is that not a perfect disciple? Maybe you don't know what that is. And then he doesn't say, instead of saying Guruji, he says Mahashaya. Right? Vrindavan Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Mahashaya. Mahashaya means great personality. Then he's begging. Then the disciple, he totally submits himself to the Guru. He glorifies the Guru. He takes the dust of the Guru's feet. He surrenders his feet. He stands with folded hands. Then he begs for mercy. Oh, please be merciful. Know for certain that I belong to you. I am yours. Tamara Ami, I am yours. Then he glorifies the Guru. Danya Hai Lama Ami, Dekhiya Tamare, Tumi Kripa Karile Se, Krishna Namaspure. My life has become successful by seeing you, Srila Gurudev. Only by your mercy, Srila Gurudev, will I be able to chant the name of Krishna. This one page is the perfect instructions for how to approach a Guru. This is Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Leela, Chapter 2, Madhya Kanda, rather. Verse 143, and it goes on to 149. Because as I mentioned, there's the Adi Bhautika consideration of the verse, the Adi Atmika and Adi Daivika. So Adi Bhautika is just what's being said. And Adi Atmika means how does it apply to me, which I'm explaining to you. And Adi Daivika is what's going on in a higher level between the lords, and that will come out. What's going on between Advaitacharya? And what's the internal action? Daivika means the spiritual. What's going on in the spiritual level between Vishnuvara and Advaita? That's one level of these verses. The other level is what's just being said. Bhautika, the external, what's this is happening, that's happening. Then Adiyatmika, as I read these verses, is there some teaching for me? Is there some instruction for me? How does it apply to me? How does it benefit me? How can I benefit from it? How can I improve my life from it? How can I correct my behavior, my thinking? This is the Adiyatmika application. How does it apply to me? These are three basic understandings of any verse. We've been going over this many times, so when you study, hopefully you'll remember this. Right? So now he goes on, more glorifying the Guru. This is a disciple meeting Guru. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Vishambhar says, Tumi se karite para bhavabanda nash tomara ridaya Krishna sarvada prakash. O Guruji, O Srila Gurudev, O Advaita Gosai, you alone are capable of destroying my material bondage. Samsara mochan. This is the prayers. This is the admission. You see, when Sanatana meets Lord Chaitanya, he says, Tapatrai, he says, you know, there's that verse where he says, Kayami Tapatrai, he says, who am I? I'm suffering from the threefold miseries. Anywhere where you read in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, when a disciple meets a guru, then the same sequence is going on. The surrender, the admission, the prayers. This is so beautiful. This is Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Oh Gurudev, you alone are capable of destroying my material bondage. Who else can do it? Samsara davana lalida loka chanaya karunya ganagana tvam. Right? Chanaya karunya. By your karuna, I can get delivered. By your compassion. From what? From the affliction and burning affliction of birth and death, samsara chakra. You alone are capable of destroying my material bondage, for Krishna is always manifest in your heart. Sakshadaritve na samasta shastra uktastata bhavyate vasadbi. Krishna is always in your heart. Saranam ridyam mayam saranam ridyatvaham. That's Guru. He's also indicating the characteristics of Guru. He has the power to liberate. Para bhava bandha nash. Parabandha means take me beyond the bhava, the material existence. Bandha nash, the bondage of material existence. Nash, you can destroy. How come? Because Toma Ridaya Krishna. Krishna's in your heart. Toma Ridaya Krishna. Krishna's in your heart. Sarvada Prakash. And you have the ability to manifest him in my heart. Sarvada. You can. Sarvada Prakash. You can manifest him everywhere. Krishna's in your heart, and you can take him out of your heart and show him to me or to anyone. Sarvada Prakash. These are the qualities. Tattvadarshan. Right? Tavidi Pranipatena, Paripashnena Sevya, Upadakshanti Teganam, Ganenas Tattvadarshanam. Tattva-darshan. You can show the truth to me. You can give darshan. You can give me darshan of the truth. Therefore, you're guru. If you can't show me the truth, you're not guru. Showing the truth means teaching the truth. Showing the truth means living the truth. Showing the truth means believing the truth. Tattva-darshan. So he's saying that same thing. He's saying tattva-darshan. You're a tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi means tamara-ridaya, Krishna-sarvada-prakash. I've never read this book in Bengali. I've read it three times in English. But now I'm reading in Bengali. It's really too much nice. Because it's like the Bhagavatam, only English without the Sanskrit. So this is really the essence. Because every verse has unlimited meanings. And it's so beautiful also. Nija bhakte bhadaite takura se jane. Jena kare bhakta tena karena apane. Vrindavan Das Thakur comes and says, Lord Vishwambar knows very well how to increase the glories of his devotees. He treats his devotees as they treat him. Sananda Saraswati's purport. The Supreme Lord, who is controlled by his devotees, knows how to increase the influence and sing the glories of his servants. In other words, Krishna is not an aparadi. Krishna doesn't do sadhu-ninda. He's not envious of the Vaishnavas. He loves them. And he knows how to sing their glories. Those who are devoid of devotee association cannot know of this. Just as devotee servants exhibit various loving services out of respect for their worshipful Lord, the Lord, who is the life and soul of his devotees, also reciprocates with his beloved devotees by rendering them various services, thus exhibiting his incomparable, unlimited affection for his devotees. You love me, I love you. You serve me, I serve you. Yet one should not misunderstand that by serving his devotees out of love, that the Lord is indicating that he is not the supreme object of worship. Rather, he is displaying the quality of bhakta vatsalya, or affection to his devotee. By acting as the devotee of his devotee, in order to reveal to the world the intimate yet reverential relationship between the Lord and his devotee. See what's being mentioned here, what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is addressing is, oftentimes in Puran and Vedic literatures, you will see that the various avatars are worshipping their devotees. Ramachandra, in Ramlila, he worshipped Lord Shiva in a place called Rameshwar. And he worshipped a Shiva Linga there before the battle of with Ravana. So the Shaivites use this pastime to prove how Shiva is supreme. Because they don't understand the bhakta vatsalya of the Lord. How Shiva, day and night, Shiva is chanting, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram. That's all he's chanting, because Sankarshan Ram is his Ishtadev. Sankarshan. Shiva himself, Sada Shiva, worships Ananta Shesh, or Sankarshan, by chanting this mantra, Hari Ram. And so that Sankarshan, when that Sankarshan appears in this world as Lord Ramachandra, he reciprocates with that worship by doing puja. Because he was there. He was there at that place in India, and there was a famous Shiva Linga there. So then he did puja to Lord Shiva to show his love for his devotee. And when he's worshipping that Lord Shiva, that Linga, that doesn't indicate that now Shiva is the object of worship, and he is the supreme, even for Lord Ram, because that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying here. And there's so many examples. One should not misunderstand that by worshipping or serving his devotees out of love, that the Lord is indicating that he is not the supreme object of worship. This phrase is related to that lila and so many other similar lilas. Mane bale advaita ki karabhari buri chorera upare age kariyachi churi. Advaita thought, you think you are very clever, but I have stolen from the thief. It's interesting because here, this is the very beginning of the Sankirtan Leela, that these type of riddles are being spoken. Advaitacharya is speaking these riddles, apparent riddles, in relationship to Lord Chaitanya's identity and his revelation of his divinity. And towards the end, the very end of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, in Anti Leela, Gambhir Leela, in Jagannath Puri, Advaitacharya also again speaks in some riddles. Remember that? He says, there is rice in the market, so there is no need for you to sell rice. This was also spoken by Nada. Nada spoke this. Of course, most of you aren't familiar with Chaitanya Charitamrita, but you'll see this is his technique, apparently, to speak in these poetic riddles, which have very deep import, especially that last one in Anti Leela. You think you're very clever, but I have stolen from the thief. Siddhanta Saraswati says, Sri Advaita Prabhu thought, this is the Tika, text 150, in spite of concealing your identity as the Lord of the 14 worlds and endeavoring to expand my glories, I have successfully recognized your most confidential supremacy by serving you while you were unconscious. In other words, Lord Chaitanya was his internal bhav, and at that time, then Advaita Acharya took advantage to announce to Gadadhar Pandit and then the whole world, because if you tell one, you tell everybody. So he told Gadadhar Pandit, yeah, do it, if there's any power. So by showing Gadadhar, because he didn't do it privately, if Advaita Acharya wanted to keep this a secret, he wouldn't have, he said, oh, I really want to worship Vishambhar, because there's no power, that's obvious. If I want to keep this secret that I've understood the identity of Vishambhar as being the Lord, my Lord and Prananath, then Gadadhar Pandit's here. I won't worship him now because he may tell other people. He would wait till privately. But by doing it publicly, by worshiping and recognizing the supremacy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by worshiping him in front of Gadadhar, he's showing Gadadhar, because Gadadhar, it's show and tell. He's seeing, so he'll also tell. And then even Advaita told him directly, you will know who this boy is in a few days. You think he's a balak. You think he's your balak. You think he's your shishu. You think he's your childhood friend, Gadadhar. You're some balak. But you'll find out in a few days that he's God. So he's telling. You don't believe it. I know, Gadadhar, you don't believe. You think I'm crazy because I worship this boy. And you even insinuated that. Well, he was in his internal bhav. So now this is what's happening now. So he's saying that while you were in your, I took advantage when you were unconscious in your internal consciousness, I took advantage to recognize your supremacy by worshiping. Your actual identity has manifest to me. In other words, realizing that you are Brajendra Nandan, I have now disclosed to everyone that you are the covered fountainhead of all incarnations, which Prahlad Maharaj refers to in 7th canto of Bhagavatam. Anyone know that verse? Chana Avatar. Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When is he mentioning this? When did Prahlad Maharaj exist? What yuga? Sat Yuga. How many years ago was that? It was about 2.5 million years ago. 2.5 million years ago, Prahlad, at the beginning of the universe, one of the first, actually the second demon, the first demon was his older brother. Hiranyaksha was bumped off by Varaha. Let's say, killed by Varaha. Then the second demon in the universe was his little brother. You know his little brother? Hiranyaksha's little brother is Hiranyakashipu. Who was he killed by? It's a very difficult question, right? The Sringadev killed Hiranyakashipu. So at that time, Prahlad Maharaj was living. So 2.5 million years ago, Prahlad Maharaj predicted the avatar of Kali Yuga. Chana. Chana means, doesn't mean chana like you think. It doesn't mean doll. It doesn't mean the doll avatar. Of course, he's also a doll. He's a beautiful doll. Golden doll. D-O-L-L. But chana means hidden. So he's saying that, I have disclosed to everyone that you are the covered fountainhead of all incarnations. Covered means hidden, covered in avatar. I think we'll stop there. We can continue. There was verse 151 tomorrow. Because they're having some dialogue. Advaita Acharya and Vishwambhara.